Welcome to the Command Line Podcast for August 29th, 2015. I'm your host, Thomas Command Line Gideon, a self-proclaimed hacker, eccentric, and hacktivist. This is my show about the practice and profession of programming, drawing on well over a decade of professional experience and a lifetime spent hacking, the intersection of technology with society and public policy, and anything else clever, elegant, or funny that catches my mind as a diehard technology geek. It's been a while, but I finally feel like I'm getting some of the energy, enthusiasm, and will back to pursue the show again. I sat down today, not really planning to pound out a 1,600-word essay, but in a spate of positivity, that's exactly what I did. On reading it over, it seemed worthwhile to share. After all, it touched on things that I've talked about over the past, well, over 10 years now. Can you believe that? My 10th anniversary came and went without remark. Well, until now. Happy anniversary to me. Anyway, I've been talking about con going, my professional life, my travel. This essay hits all of them, and I think in a pretty good way. And I think it also helps catch everybody up on how things are getting better. I have more planned. I have a more in-depth essay that I'm planning to work on. I'm starting to think more deeply again, recovering from some burnout that I'll mention in the essay, on issues of tech policy. I think there's some reason for hope, for excitement, and really also just cause for us to keep paying attention, trying to find ways to understand what's going on, and how to push for good outcomes that respect our rights and opportunities and make more good things possible rather than feeding into really trying imbalances of power. Anyway, this essay is about returning to DragonCon, which I've been to since 2010, and it'll explain a little bit of history there and just the luck that I came into and the generosity of a very close friend that's letting me go back in, well, less than a week as I'm recording this. I remember my first DragonCon. It was 2006, and I hadn't been to a science fiction convention since college about a decade prior. I had been podcasting just a little over a year, but still felt like more of a listener than a contributor. Many of the people I listened to mentioned DragonCon in their shows, especially the Just Form podcasting track. I decided to go, both to try out science fiction conventions again, and learn more about how to podcast. In one of the panels I attended, when one of the panelists asked who was podcasting or wanted to, I remember standing, face flushed. When that mic came to me, I made some self-deprecating joke about being a technology podcasting cockroach. You know, being among the first and odds among the last podcasts too. A lot of the panels were self-reflective. More than once, speakers and panelists recounted the creation of the new track. The year prior, the EFF program track had a bunch of podcast panels with some of the earliest podcasters. Since then, several authors interested in the new medium, chief among them, Tracy Hickman, lobbied hard for a dedicated track. The track continues to this day. Many other conventions have added comparable tracks. As part of a science fiction convention, this area of programming supports independent creators and fans using the medium to foster their passions and connections with their audiences. The following year, I volunteered to help with the podcasting track. I did so again for 3 more years up until the last DragonCon I attended. That same span of time saw me become way more involved with podcast programming at cons closer to home. I was invited to speak or participate at RavenCon, Farpoint, and Balticon. Even was I invited out to what still stands as one of my favorite conventions, PenguinCon. PenguinCon is a little more comfortable for me, since it's a blend of science fiction convention and a Linux fest. This was the heyday of my podcast. I won an award in 2007, also at DragonCon. I was nominated and made it to finalist for another award 3 years later. I did a lot of public speaking, mostly on copyright and the technical side of podcasting. I had the means to travel quite a bit, so my con season, which spanned from late spring to early fall, usually included about a half a dozen conventions or conferences. I felt hugely connected to the larger world of podcasting, hanging out with the same group of podcasting authors for the most part. I was putting out 2 shows a week and still learning a lot. My last Dragon Con was 2010. I really didn't want to stop going. I had just changed careers, moving to a nonprofit to pursue my passion for technology policy full-time. The job change involved considerable financial sacrifices. Going to Dragon Con, even with my membership covered as a veteran staffer, was just more than I could afford. I continued to go to Balticon, but attended fewer and fewer conventions overall. My public speaking shifted to align more strongly with my job, speaking both on behalf of my passions and my employer. I traveled a lot in 2011, as several social media and nostalgia services have started to remind me. About this time 4 years ago, I traveled to Europe for the first time for a gathering of international makers in Budapest. I returned to Europe once every month to month and a half for the span of about a year. It was pretty incredible. One of the last trips I took to Europe, I was able to bring Andrea along with me for a few extra days of just vacation. Someday I hope to go back again. Paris, London, Brussels, Budapest, I love them all. In 2012, I took a promotion. I wrote last year in a piece called Touching Earth about how that led me to traveling and speaking far less. By 2014, even though I had the means to go back to DragonCon, I was burned out. The advice about not making your passion your job has some merit. Since this time last year, I've struggled to find the motivation to keep podcasting. I had already ramped the show down from twice a week to once a week. Last year, I admitted the show would come out when it came out, no longer on a regular schedule. About a year ago, tragedy struck my family. I only recently wrote about this openly in the piece Strength Through Vulnerability, or at least as openly as I'm comfortable right now. Until recently, this has pushed thoughts of traveling for fun, let alone attending a convention, far out of mind. I did not attend Balticon for the first time in almost a decade this year. Lately, things have felt better. The mental health issues that have touched my family have not gone away. They never will. We've been getting a lot of help. I've changed. I like to think for the better. I've learned a lot about myself, my family, and how to do a better job of being there for the people who need me most. I still worry, of course, since the mental illness involved is often terminal, but I don't feel crippled by fear and anxiety. The certainty to plan travel months ahead may be long gone, but we are learning to just take each day at a time. Letting go of expectations, we are more and more open to opportunity and serendipity. Maybe some plans will get disrupted, but that doesn't make those plans impossible. A few weeks back, we acted on the steady improvement as a family by booking a rental on the eastern shore of Maryland. We found a really great house that fit in our budget, mostly by booking an off weekend. Better yet, the property allows pets. It's on 15 acres or so and is right on the water. We were fairly certain we'd have a new puppy in our family by the time of the trip. We had no idea said puppy would have such a strong affinity for water. He splashes all the water out of his bowl, all the time. We've caught him more than once blowing bubbles. He's going to love the shore. Just a couple of days ago, a friend mentioned they were going solo to DragonCon this year. That meant having a room with two beds with just the one occupant, as an invited speaker, an unused guest of badge. The offer of the space and the badge was made to a very small set of my close-knit friends. I hemmed and hawed. Surely, one of my other friends would take up the offer. We'd just exhausted our travel funds on our upcoming family vacation. Could I go on my own in good conscience? Could we afford for Andrea and I both to go with the house, pet, and childcare logistics, not to mention the doubling of airfare? One by one, each of these objections was resolved. None of my other friends could make use of the offer. Andrea gave me the nod to go on my own if I wanted to. Have I mentioned lately that I have the best lifelong partner ever? I found a flight that I could just about cover from money I had been putting aside. My next tattoo can wait. My flight leaves late enough on the day that I can metro down after work. I won't even have to use any additional time off from work. Life may still interrupt this bit of good fortune. I'm learning that has always been true, even before the events of this past year. That isn't a reason to dampen my enthusiasm. If I need to take care of my family, I will. If things go to plan, I'll get to spend some time with dear friends, reconnect with old ones, and revisit a community I have drifted away from in recent years. This time next week, I'll be in Atlanta, surrounded by thousands of fans and a bubble of closer acquaintances geeking out about science, podcasting, cyber liberties, and hopefully just having an all-around fantastic time. Does this mean I'll be returning to Travel Cons or a more sustained connection with that community? I don't know. Just for today, it doesn't matter. Taking joy in this unlooked-for opportunity is enough. That's going to do it for this episode. As always, I want to thank you for listening, and I especially want to thank you for your patience. If you really enjoyed the show, please do tell a friend. If you have a question, suggestion, or correction, you can send those to feedback@thecommandline.net, or why not record a little bit of audio feedback on your portable media device and send that to the same address. The next show, as I mentioned in the intro, will probably be another essay, this time returning back to the really one of the persistent themes of this show, my dictum that I close with every single episode, and how it applies now more than ever to my life. So until then, don't forget to hack your world. I would like to thank the Internet Archive for media hosting and bandwidth. The views expressed on this program are my own, and where applicable, those of my guests, and in no way reflect those of my employer or anyone else. This show is produced from 100% recycled bits. Except where noted, permission to recycle those further is granted under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 United States license. That means you're free to change this show as much as you like, as long as you don't alter credits, and you share your changes under the same license.